good and gracious God. Our lives are so small, our vision so limited, our courage so frail, and our hours so fleeting. We pray that you will give us grace and guidance for the journey ahead as we seek to know you better through the humanity of Jesus, our protector and friend. Amen. Last Wednesday was Ascension Day. Jesus was taken into the clouds while his followers watched, dumbfounded. Suddenly, two men robed in white, or were they angels, appeared and said, "Well, don't just stand there staring into space. Jesus has been taken from you. Go." They went. And next Sunday, we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, seen as tongues of fire above the disciples' heads. Wear red. No change to the 8 o'clock service. The 10:30 service will be at Phippany Park, Montana Avenue, between 7th and 8th Street, just northeast of the church. Today's reading is Jesus' long monologue called the Priestly Prayer. This chapter in John's Gospel is after Jesus told the disciples about the Advocate, and immediately before Jesus' betrayal and crucifixion. Jesus prayed out loud for his disciples. I think he wanted them to hear and grasp the depth and urgency of what he was saying to them and for them. Jesus, God incarnate, prayed to God the Father, his Father, on behalf of his followers. The first verses of this reading reminded me of a graduation. Here they are, God, this brave group of recruits. I have thoroughly covered the curriculum. They know and believe, and I have been glorified in them. Glorified means revealed. Jesus was revealed in the disciples. But instead of, "Look out, world, here they come," Jesus asked God to protect them. To be protected does not mean that nothing bad will ever happen. We know that bad things happen to good people all the time. But no matter what happens, whether we live or die, we will be okay. I think Jesus spoke these words to comfort and reassure, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Jesus acknowledged that the world was not a safe place. Remember when Jesus first commissioned his followers, he said, "I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves." Jesus' disciples were in the world, but they did not belong to the world. In John's Gospel, the word "world" usually refers to the fallen world, to those who have erred and strayed, people who are hostile to Christ and to Christ's followers. A world like that needs the good news, but is also inclined to kill the messenger when their message threatens the status quo of those in power. Finally, Jesus asked God to sanctify them in the truth. Sanctify means to be set apart from the world. In metaphysics and philosophy, truth is that which agrees with the facts. the ancient fable of the blind men and an elephant, is about a group of blind men who conceptualize what the elephant is like by touching it. Each blind man feels a different part of the elephant's body, but only one part, such as the ear, leg, side, tail, tusk, or trunk. They then describe the elephant based on their limited experience. Their descriptions of the elephant are all different, of course. In some versions of the story, the men come to suspect that the others are being dishonest, and they come to blows. Speaking truth may mean facing contradictions and ensuing conflict. The moral of the parable is that humans have a tendency to claim absolute truth based on their limited, subjective experience, discounting or denying other people's limited, subjective experiences, which may be as true as their own. For your reflection this week, as followers of Christ, what are our shared truths? What are our responsibilities and obligations to these truths? In gratitude, we offer to you, O God, our dreams, our plans, our vision. May they be shaped by the mysterious workings of the Holy Spirit to glorify you. We give to your eternal care our friend Barbara C. Lee. May she rest in peace, free from pain, surrounded by your angels and filled with the breath of the Holy Spirit. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.